White, J.E. White, Emma, 1910.
Dear children, because Satan has taken the field to work his work, every conceivable excitement over minor matters is taking place in towns and cities. City missions should have been established years ago, and I am no longer to hold my peace. We need now the meekness of Christ. The Lord has viewed as a jot and tittle things which you suppose are of great importance. You cannot see the end from the beginning. We see a great, important work to be done now. Will you two divert minds by some jot or tittle, just as the enemy would be wonderfully pleased to have you do, to swing open a door that leads to questioning and division of sentiment? Nothing is gained, and you cannot see the outcome of your giving the trumpet an uncertain sound. The heaviest evidences are to be brought in now on the verity and confirmation of the great test question. Exodus 20 and 31, 12 to 18. Here is the important testing question, and the enemy is trying his best to get minds diverted to make a world of an atom. These words were spoken and are placed in print in Testimonies, Volume 6, Number 34. In our large meetings, camp meetings and tent efforts, in or near the large cities, there should be abundance of ministerial help, so that one or two ministers will not become overwearied and give the trumpet an uncertain sound. It is high time that the clean, pure, testing truths that mean life to the receiver shall be brought to the front in Washington. The principles of right eating and drinking that mean earnest reform in many lines are now to be agitated decidedly. The people are to be taught how to prepare wholesome food. The work of health reform is to many as light shining in a dark place. It is surely possible to have health reform stand out in its own true, pure virtue. According to your enlightened faith shall it be unto you. Altogether, too great a tax has been placed upon the digestive organs by eating too much of a mixture in the same meal. The subject of proper, wholesome diet is to be brought into the teaching of health reform much more decidedly. Which foods, intelligently cooked and prepared, will be a blessing to the whole human system? Nothing canned in tin should be purchased, notwithstanding many presume to do this. Many, I am instructed, die in consequence. One warning was given me in the earlier years of my married life, that seeds of disease may be planted in the system, and that many die from using tin-canned fruit, it may be of their own preparing. Educate the taste to eat simple food. This is not a trivial matter, for many phases of disease will be brought into activity through food taken into the stomach. Too great a variety of food at one meal creates disturbance. Let all educate the taste to eat simple food, and to avoid indulging the appetite in that which may have the least danger of aggravating hereditary and dormant tendencies to activity. I have written this to many, and now write the same to you, my children. James Edson and Emma White at Nashville. You are both to be careful. Have good, nourishing food, but avoid every particle of fruits or meats canned in tin. Just one mistake has oft resulted in the loss of several lives. Will it pay? Exercise the uttermost care how you eat. The Lord will bless your caution, and you can help others. At one meal, do not have a variety of foods that do not agree, but quarrel. We must exercise good judgment, especially ministers. May the Lord give you the best of His grace to preserve your strength in the best condition. I have had positive direction to give to families to eat at one meal the food that will not produce a disturbance. The selection you must judge for yourself, but it is of value to be cautious in mixing your food. I find in my publications in Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6, Number 34, an article on educational reform. And they shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Isaiah 61, verse 4, 58, 12. These words of inspiration present before believers in present truth the work that should now be done in the education of our children and youth. When the truth for these last days came to the world in the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages, we were shown that in the education of our children, a different order of things must be brought in. Testimonies for the Church, 6, 126. In some places, it has taken much time to comprehend the true reformatory work God required of His people, and many families are far behind.
This is a commission the Lord has given me to give to His people, for you to work out the Lord's plan, and thus be doing good in giving light to others in clear, distinct ways. Teachers, gather to yourselves every possible means to qualify yourselves, to secure the very best educational advantages possible. Students should be watching their chance to converse together, read the Word, and pray with one another for the grace and truth that Christ gives to be imparted, that every student and teacher in every department shall become refined in conversation, in manners, and in habits, and clean and pure in language. Thus you will be improving the opportunity to become prepared to be transferred to the heavenly courts, where Christ will lead you beside the living waters and teach you the grand lessons of heavenly order. In all this schooling you are obtaining here in this school below, you are preparing for the highest grade above. Christ especially leads and instructs the ones who have made the best use of their time in this life to take all the sanctified knowledge to the courts above. This is what every student should aim for, to obtain the knowledge Christ Jesus will certainly give to every student, making the best of his opportunities to help others in this life. I am instructed to present to you that both students and teachers may continually be learning of Christ, who lives and reigns in the heavenly courts, as one proved and tried in the various trials of humanity, yet pronounced without fault before the throne of God. Christ was appointed to live the life of a human being, that he might be found an example, pure and holy, all through the trying process of living in humanity in a world of sin, and coming forth without a stain of sin upon him. Let the sanctification of the Holy Spirit be received and practiced daily in the school. Your sons and daughters may be a true example and may lead others aright. I am interested for you all and have a most earnest desire that you shall not continue to spoil your children by a misunderstanding of what will be for their happiness. We have a heaven to win, and unless souls are sanctified, can they be glorified? I will now say, please keep me informed of your prosperity in the healing of the body and of the soul. I am in the conference now. I was appointed to speak at Los Angeles. I got up from my sickbed full of infirmities and spoke. They had hired a hall.